The Ukrainian authorities suspended the evacuation in the Luhansk region as the occupiers fired on an evacuation vehicle, killing a French journalist. Today, our armored evacuation vehicle went to pick up 10 people from the region and came under enemy fire. Fragments of shells pierced the armor of the vehicle. An accredited French journalist, who was making material about the evacuation, received a fatal wound to the neck. A patrol policeman survived thanks to a helmet, head of the Luhansk Regional Military Administration Serhii Haidai posted on Telegram. As a reminder, the fiercest fighting takes place today in the Luhansk region. Russian troops are trying to encircle and capture the towns of Severodonetsk and Lysychansk. It is here that the occupiers are trying to develop their success and gain a quick victory. According to Haidai, fighting is currently underway on the outskirts of Severodonetsk. Due to the constant massive shelling by the Russian army, the critical infrastructure in the town was almost 100% destroyed, 90% of the housing stock was damaged, 60% critically. Lysychansk is controlled by Ukraine. The Lysychansk-Bakhmut highway is also controlled by the Ukrainian military, but it is dangerous to move along due to constant shelling. Bohdan Marushchyk.